Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
So, Brad, I know that we have talked about park music before, like a lot. But,
So now you want to talk about it a lot?
Yeah, I want to add another a lot on there.
Okay.
So, to peek behind the curtain a bit, we were just having a conversation offline.
Right before we started recording it, when you said, hey, stop, let's just have this discussion on the episode, because basically we're discussing the kind of stuff that we talk about on a podcast once a week.
Right. Yeah. Basically, anyone who has listened to the show for more than, 100 episodes or so, first of all, thank you very much.
And why are you are a glutton for punishment, and we appreciate you. You know what? In fact, if you've been listening for 2 episodes, you're a glutton for punishment, and we appreciate you. But anyway.
So, several years ago, Brad and I kind of put, 15 bucks each in and bought a CD from Amazon.
.jp, right?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. Called Ukulele Disney. And it's just a bunch of ukulele covers of Disney music. And it's one of the best Disney albums I own. And so what we were talking about is how in Japan, there is 100 times more music that is officially licensed by Disney, like officially put out by the company. And in America, every few years we get an album that's hey, here's Walt Disney World, the album, and here's Disneyland, the album, which is great. But oh my gosh, if you look at the content coming out of Japan, I mean, you were saying there's Easter 2017 and Easter 2016 and Easter 2015, and they've got albums that are the ambient park music, and it's just, I want that. I want it so badly, and I don't want to have to make a Japanese iTunes account to get it.
Well, okay, but not only do you have to make a Japanese iTunes account, but you have to have a Japanese credit card, and because of all of the... And don't get me wrong, I understand why all of the content that Japan has, especially when it comes to park music and stuff, I understand that, there's rights and all that stuff that have to be gotten.
Sure.
But the same thing could be said for them to show it, to sell it in Japan. And again, I feel like we've had this discussion before, but it still bugs me that you could do the exact same thing for at least the stateside stuff, because yeah, I'm looking at Amazon.jp right now, and I'm seeing the, Tokyo Disney Sea Best of 2017, just
right.
The best of one season, Tokyo Disney Sea Disney Easter 2018. So that is just the 2018 stuff, it's all there, but for some reason, yeah, they just don't seem, I don't know, do they think that we don't want that stuff? I want that stuff.
Yeah, me too. I want it more than I want, here's the Grim Grinning Ghosts again, or here's the Tiki Room song, which, again, is wonderful. And I listen to that album all the time. But I want it at work when I'm doing stuff to be able to put on, just the ambient music from Frontierland and listen to that.
Yeah. And of course we can get all of these things via YouTube and whatever else, but I actually would like to give my hard earned money to Disney to get high quality,
right?
Direct master stuff, and yes, Disney does put out stuff, and I guess Tokyo does, a lot of their stuff is, the Halloween 2010 album or the Christmas 2017 album or whatever. So a lot of it is specific music for that year, and they change a lot more stuff. But kind of like you said, when Walt Disney World releases another album, at least one track is going to be Tiki Room, and there's 3 other albums that I can get Tiki Room off
right.
of. but yet still none of them seem to have a lot of that ambient music that we would actually want to hear. So
yeah,
and you know, even outside of park music, just some of the stuff they've got, you know, again, talking about like Ukulele Disney, you know, that's not anywhere in the park, but they have that available. And I know there is some stuff that we get stateside as well, you know, kind of like the what was the EDM one?
Oh, ugh, I don't know.
Yeah, but so they try those things here and there, but they don't seem to do it. At least I feel like, and maybe it's just because I don't look at the Japanese stuff as often, but it seems like they've got quite a bit of that going on, you know, for them. Like, you know, here's some Rockin' Disney Season of the Beat album that's available for, you know, on the .jp site. And I don't get to see as much of that on, you know, and I'd like to hear some new takes on Disney Cloud. You know, you want to give me the Tiki Room again? Give it to me, but give it to me in a different form, you know? Give it to me in a death metal. Let me hear death metal Tiki Room. I want to hear death metal Tiki Room. I might regret hearing death metal Tiki Room, but I want to hear it. So anyway, yeah, I continue to wonder why we don't get these things, but we don't, and the world hates us. We don't get that, and we don't get a new land based on Frozen, a new land based on Marvel, and a new land. Oh wait, no, we do get a Star Wars one. So
yes,
we get one out of three. So for those of you who are keeping score at home, all of those things are coming to Disneyland Paris.
Which is the Marvel thing. I just, every time we talk about Marvel in a Disney park, it makes me upset that the Dummel contract is so bad that Universal basically has the rights to these characters in perpetuity. And in Florida, we can't have Marvel anything, really. And so, like, I'm glad that Paris is getting Marvel, but I want to be able to experience Marvel. I want to be able to do Iron Man ride and all that stuff, you know? It's a bummer that America is so, Disney Parks America is so messed up.
But okay, so for all the things that we give Disney a hard time about, this is one thing that they have absolutely no say in, I think. I mean, other than we can throw ludicrous amounts of money and...
Yeah, it would be contract negotiation and paying an insane amount of money to get that.
And vote. It must be an insane, insane amount of money, because we both know it's not like they haven't had this discussion.
Right. Well, the right? contract literally says they have the rights in perpetuity. Like, they have them forever.
Oh, I know. But I'm saying we both know that Disney has attempted to get these
sure.
rights. Whether or not we've heard about it, it's happened, folks. I can guarantee you it has happened. And whatever, either Universal has, you know, said we are not interested, and Disney has thrown out some numbers, and Universal has still said we're not interested, which means Disney has not named the number that Universal would go, well, for that kind of money, sure, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it, you know, there's a lot of things that frustrate. And don't get me wrong, it still frustrates me that we can't get these things, but of all the things that I get frustrated about, that one's pretty low on the list, since Disney has no say in it. And at least I can travel to California and see some Marvel stuff.
Sure.
I suppose I can also travel to, you know, Hong Kong or Paris or wherever to see it as well. I'm probably not going to do that quite as soon.
But I'm sorry, I derailed you. Please go on about Paris.
About Paris, that they are getting, so they're getting those three areas. Apparently all that's coming to the Walt Disney Studios park.
Right.
And studios will also get, they said, a new lake for the focal point of entertainment experiences.
So maybe Fantasmic over there or something like that?
Yeah, because what, their main night show, I want to say, is something in front of the castle, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not super familiar with Paris, but I think that's right.
Yeah, and they have like water, because they have a moat on their castle, don't they?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So So all of that plays into that side. So yeah, they don't have a Fantasmic yet, and Disney really likes putting Fantasmic places. So I could see something like that. Or I mean, it could be what's California Adventures again?
The World of Color.
Yeah, it could be something like that, or it could be a mishmash of both.
Yeah, well, maybe just something with water screens. I mean, Disney really likes to use those too.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's a guarantee. If they say there's going to be water, there are water screens, and I think they're I want to say they're using water screens over at Disneyland Paris. And somebody can feel free to let me know that I'm totally and completely wrong. But you know, I don't think having it in one park would keep them from having it at the other park as well, though. So. But you know, this is just like a lot that they're suddenly putting into Disneyland Paris, and it's exciting because that park could use some, you know, could use some life. And it's good to know that they're going all in. You know, what did they say? Something like a 2 billion euro expansion.
Yeah.
is what they're calling this.
Yeah.
So they want to turn that into a industry leading place, and I think that's the way to go about it, you know. And it clearly needs it.
Yeah, people talk about Disneyland Paris like it's not super great.
Yeah, like it's a place to go. It's fun. It has its moments, but it just doesn't seem to have, at least from what I've heard. And again, feel free to correct me. And even from my own personal experience, I don't think I would put it on the same level as a lot of the other parks.
I love its Jules Vernian Space Mountain.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's got some really cool stuff in it. Just not quite where you'd want it to be for everything. You know, I feel like, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks ago when we were talking about the new roller coaster? The Iron Man roller coaster, the Rock and Roller Coaster redo, whatever you want to call that. You know, Chris over on Facebook had posted that, you know, he did the DHS one and had also done the one at over in France. And he said that it wasn't quite as good. The queue was more like a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, just the... You know, you can go over to Facebook and look. He put a post up on it, and was nice enough to even include some pictures. But just the way he described it, it sounded pretty disjointed. And I feel like that was kind of my experience with that park as well. So hopefully this means that they're getting it all together. And you know, again, more reasons for me to say, okay, I guess I need to go make another visit. Though I still need to make visits stateside for new stuff. So,
yeah,
the ever lengthening list.
And like Shanghai, you know.
Oh yeah, there's that park too. Dang it. Never gonna be done with all of these things. But yeah, so new stuff is coming to Europe. Get excited. It does say multi-year and it begins in 2021. So on the plus side, lots and lots of time to save your pennies, because yeah. What if you say multi-year, you're talking at least, what, 3 years?
Yeah, at least three.
So 2024 is kind of where you should be. And, you know, not that they've actually given a date, but if it starts in 2021, I'm thinking 2024.
Yeah. Well, and a whole land based on Frozen would be interesting. I don't know what to think about that.
You know what? I am totally cool with a whole land based on Frozen.
I'm fine with it. What, like, as an idea? I just don't know that the content, there's enough to it, you know, to have a bunch of Frozen themed stuff. But I don't know. I wouldn't have thought there was that a Frozen ride would be any good. But apparently, everybody loves that. So, what do I know? I'm not an Imagineer.
That's right. That's right. And you don't pretend to be one either, right?
No, I don't play one on TV or anything.
Okay. So wait, their 25th, is that this year or was it last year? 92, so it was last year. So could they be shooting for, no, because see, that would be, what, that's 2022 is their 30th.
Right.
And I don't see them getting it done in time for
too
that.
Too soon.
Again, it's 2021 to start. So, 20,
their 32nd anniversary?
2027, that's what they're shooting for.
They're going to hold it off
just in time for the 35th.
There you go. That makes sense. So in Animal Kingdom, stateside. Now, speaking of stateside.
Wait, not the Disneyland Paris Animal Kingdom?
No, not the Disneyland Paris Animal Kingdom.
You know, the cats in the parking lot or whatever?
In the cradle.
Silver Spoon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Man
anyway,
on moon,
Animal
whatever.
Kingdom, stateside.
At Flights of Passage, Disney has started handing out basically orange team style cards before you get in the queue.
Okay, so that is exactly what you saw when you saw this, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good, because that's exactly what I saw too.
I've seen these cards before. It's scary. But I guess people didn't quite understand what they were getting into. So basically it says, caution, you'll be restrained on a moving vehicle at a significant height above the ground. And I'm just going to read this real quick, and then we can go back through some of these things that I have questions about.
Okay.
Your flight is highly immersive 3D experience, sudden drops. Those who have fear of heights or are prone to motion sickness should not fly. That's the top section. The thing that I had a question about, is the vehicle a significant height above the ground?
Yes. Yeah, because that big screen out in front of you, I mean, if you're in one of the upper levels, you're above the ground a pretty good ways.
Huh. I guess I didn't really have... I haven't looked up much about Flights of Passage because in my brain, I will get to experience it soon, and I don't want it spoiled. So I guess my...
Is your kid going to suddenly stop costing money? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, that's what they do. They become free.
Oh.
Soon.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's not at all what I've heard from anybody before. Mm-hmm. But it's good it's good to know you think that's going to happen. So
I just choose to ignore everyone.
So Flights of Passage.
I guess I had an incorrect mental model of that attraction. I thought that it was multiple tiers, but all the vehicles were like on a balcony. You know, I didn't realize they extended over open air. So that was interesting to me. If we get down to the bottom section, I think the bottom section is actually why they're distributing this. Mm-hmm. Especially the first paragraph here that says the seating and restraints may prohibit guests of certain body shapes or sizes from riding. I think people are more getting hung up on that one. Like they've waited in line for 3 hours and they get up there and they don't fit into the vehicle, more than they don't realize that this is going to be a highly immersive 3D experience.
Okay, so
because I can see that being a big problem.
But don't they have, they've got the, well, and even I think on the card, doesn't it say something about
practice vehicle is available.
Yeah, and it's not like that suddenly showed up there. That's been there. Right?
No, but it's like the other thing where they had that sign that said, you know, you'll have to transfer out of your wheelchair, practice here. You know, I just don't think that a lot of people are going to go out in front of everyone.
Yeah.
And see, like, you know, if you're a bigger guy or girl, you're not going to want to, before you even get in line, like, go, oh, I'm not going to fit. Like that's not a big deal. Like, it would be a pretty big deal and pretty embarrassing. So, I don't know. I feel like they're trying to reiterate, like, this is a pretty weird attraction with a weird ride vehicle, and it may be, you know, dicey if you're of a certain body shape or size, which is a very nice euphemism.
Yeah, well,
I must say.
And I think to some extent it all depends on, you know, that's probably the wisest thing to say, because it's also going to depend on how you carry your weight or whatever. It's
sure
is going to make a difference on whether or not you can get on this. So,
well, and if you're 7 feet tall, you might also have a problem, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's not just fat. It's are you very large height wise too? But I really feel like this bottom part is, and there are no restroom facilities beyond this point too.
Okay.
Like,
okay. So that
people
so that
need
part,
to know
that part's kind of funny to me. because I've been given this card after I got in line, right? I mean, that's kind of my is that your understanding of this card?
Well, you're close enough to the front, close enough to the attraction entrance that they're referencing a practice vehicle. So I assume someone is standing outside of the entrance.
Oh, no, yeah, that's definitely where they're handing it to me. I'm just thinking, by the time I read that, I'm going to have been standing in line 20 or 30 minutes. I'm going to be like, aw, man. And I mean, maybe that's still far enough back that, you know, hopefully I've got somebody with me and they can hold my place while I go and come back. But
it is insane that there's not a bathroom.
Did they? So that's still something I can't quite figure out, right? Because they made the line that long, right?
Yeah, they made it so it's like what, three? It can accommodate 3 hours indoors and 2 out.
Right.
So yeah, they made a 5 hour queue.
So if you make a 5 hour queue, don't you assume people are going to need to go to the restroom sometime in that five? But I don't know. If you do that, then you run into issues where people need to go to the restroom and they want to get back in line right where they were. Yeah, I guess I can see how it's a difficult thing to deal with, but I don't know. Disney's just hoping that at some point they can just go all fast pass for everything, and then they won't have to deal with this problem anymore. Because, oh, you don't have a fast pass? Well, you aren't riding that today.
Or you'll get your urine bag when you first enter the park. There are no more bathrooms at Disney parks. You'll just pee in this bag the whole day.
That is the most disturbing. Is our show over now? Because I don't know how to come back from the, from what you just said.
They wouldn't call it that. It would have a better name. The Mickey Mouse Fun Relief Parcel.
Oh, so disturbing.
Probably that.
Is it? Do they upcharge for that?
I hope not. I hope they would upcharge for the use of a real bathroom.
Oh. See, now you're thinking.
Dude, like I used to play Roller Coaster Tycoon, and I used to charge people a quarter for a bathroom trip. So it's in the realm of possibilities.
So you were running a Six Flags.
I was running a terrible, terrible theme park, as it turns out.
That's not fair to Six Flags. I don't think Six Flags has ever, in my experience anyway, charged for a restroom. That is,
I don't think so.
That is really low, dude. You are a very bad person for doing that to people.
But yeah, this card is very much the orange team at Epcot, you know, or at Mission Space version of the
Well, orange team
thing.
And green team, because even the green team does get a card
that
tells you about the issues that you can experience as a green team person.
Being bummed out, being bored.
This ride's going to go really slow. You're going to wonder, why did I just do this? Well,
regret.
Yeah, it does still move around and everything. They do still want to make sure people are aware of what they're getting into. So, yeah, I don't. You know what? Here's the problem is I was about to say, and that I don't know how you could go ride Flights of Passage without having some inkling of it. But then I have to remember that the majority of people who go to Disney are not crazy like us. And therefore, it's entirely understandable that they wouldn't know everything about Flights of Passage before they get on it. Or they're Jeremy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I didn't know.
Or they're Jeremy trying to keep everything a secret, blah, blah, blah.
I just want something to be new, and that's a pretty cool attraction. So
here's what I will say. I have seen videos of the attraction, right? I have seen videos even of the thing. In fact, right now I am sitting here looking through a couple of videos trying to see a good shot of the ride vehicles during the attraction, which I haven't really found a good one yet, but anyway, I still think that this is going to be an entirely new experience for me when I actually get to ride it, because the videos in no way, shape, or form can be doing this thing justice.
Well, sure. I mean, it's 3D, so you're already getting a doubled.
Well, and it's video. Not even 3D. It's what, 4D or whatever, because you're being feeling everything going on, taking advantage of all those additional things, the movement right. and stuff like that, you know, it all plays a part in it. So
right. Well, but I was just saying the film itself, like the media, is 3D. Mm-hmm. So you're already at a disadvantage because right. you're looking at a doubled image of the video, which is a bummer.
Yeah. So the moral of the story is, if you watch the video, you're still gonna have a good time. But if you want to be like Jeremy, you can, I guess, have a better time mm-hmm. if you don't watch anything, and then you could need this card because I guess the other side of that though is, if you did have a fear of heights and you thought, oh, this is just like, I'm gonna go sit in some theater and watch this, and then you ended up in the spot where your fear of heights suddenly became a very real situation, you'd want to know about that ahead of time.
Yep.
So, good on you, Disney, for giving people a notice before they've spent 3 hours in line.
Yes. Yeah.
5 hours in line. Whatever. Too long in line.
Triple digits minutes in line.
Yes, easily.
I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.